Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I'm terrified of people on stilts.
Really?
Yes. Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on ACAST. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com. And you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. With me, as always, is my partner in grime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave.
You should say, you should send the emails care of.
Oh, next time.
Yeah.
Next time.
That could be a thing that I just thought of.
That's good.
That's good show prep.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. So you're feeling good today. You're perky today, huh?
Feeling great. I'm full of pizza. I'm full of garlic. I'm full of mushrooms. And this is going to wear off about 3 minutes in and I'm going to fall asleep. But up until then, I am going to be so energetic.
I'm glad to hear it. I brought you snacks.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
I wish they were minty because I smell like garlic.
They were the most revolting snacks in the world, which let's talk about it on the bonus episode.
Yeah, we're going to cover a lot of stuff.
We do have a lot to cover in the bonus episode. Let's tell the people how they can access our bonus episodes.
If you just mail me money directly.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Here is how you get access to the bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards. You can become a premium subscriber. You can help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron. To do that, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages we're offering and select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. As a reminder, also, I made the Thanksgiving episode bonus episode open to the public as a holiday gift.
Aww. To you.
Trigger warning, I literally weep in it.
Literally.
It was a little bit of an emotional one.
You want to tell them why? Because that week the Giants had defeated.
That was exactly why.
Yes,
right. I'm a huge Giants fan.
Because you're a sports fan.
Yes. Anyway, so that's available if you would like to listen. It isn't all grim. So if you'd like to listen and get a sense of what the bonus episodes are like, you can check that out. And then you can become a patron if you would like. We have some new patrons to thank this week.
Let's thank them.
We would like to thank our new patrons, Amy D., Hillary Dutton, Victoria Miller, Angela. I like that she's just a one name.
Everyone knows who that is.
She's like the Cher of our patrons.
Angela,
I love it. Well, listen, I have an affinity for Angela's because I'm an Angelie. So it's all in the same Ange family. We're all Angies. Yeah.
It's like an Angelina Jolie smush
together. Oh, God, don't talk to me about her. Don't.
Oh, okay. Don't. Fine.
I came first. Bonnie Gordon.
Bonnie.
And Nora Grasham. Thanks, ladies. All ladies this go around.
Yeah,
thanks.
Where are the dudes? What up, dudes?
You need to tweet more about our Patreon account, I think, is the answer.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll turn this into a good old-fashioned sausage party by next time we do this.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Gents, we want to hear from you. We want your money. you make more than the women anyway.
Wow, there it is.
Yep, there it is. There it is.
Money.
Hey, Dave, you know what? Mm. You know what else you have allowed for?
I think so. But just remind me.
I will remind you. We have a first for the podcast today. And I can kind of only do this because you're here now.
Okay.
So today we're going to do a grab bag episode of totally unrelated questions. I don't think I've ever done this. Every episode has been thematic.
When you told me it was a thing that I had to do because I was here, I thought it was going to be like, open a jar, kill a spider or something because I'm so strong.
Excuse.
And brave. What?
Actually, I love spiders.
I've killed many a spider and opened many a jar.
I kill bugs with my bare hands, people.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not scared.
Oh.
Nope. Yeah. Not scared at all. Scared pigeons. but not bugs.
They are disease infested rats with wings. So that's fair.
It's so awful. Okay, so we're gonna do this grab bag thing. I'm psyched about it. I hope the listeners will be psyched about it. If you are psyched about it, email me and let me know. If you're not psyched about it, email me and let me know. But be nice. Be nice to me, okay?
Oh, don't show weakness. Now they're not going to be nice. Oh, it's over.
No. Listen, I'm more than willing to listen to feedback. But if you're rude to me, I'm going to discount what you have to say. So delivery is important. Okay, I am very excited about this. This was part of the reason that I wanted to bring Dave in as a permanent co-host, because I wanted to be able to break out of sort of the rigid constraints I had built for myself in the first iteration of the show. Mm-hmm. So there we go. So we're going to do three totally unrelated questions. The first segment, we've got kind of a big, meaty question. I think you're going to like this one, Dave.
It's okay.
I think you're going to like it, because it's going to give you the opportunity for song.
Is it? Because I already read it. I don't feel any songs in here.
You don't feel soul glow?
Let it shine through.
There it is. All right. So, Dave, why don't I have you go ahead and read the question?
Okay. I see you left in the part again where we get complimented.
I'm
reading it. It's already on the page.
Wait. I did that on purpose because it was to both of us, and I wanted you to get a compliment.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't need your approval, Tess. But thanks. I appreciate it. That's really nice.
No, yeah. I wanted to include it because it was, and also,
we're pretty great, though.
I was excited that we got an email addressed to both of us asking a question for the show. Like, I was like, Dave's really arrived.
Right. Tess, because like, this is weird, because now I have to contribute, because usually I could just read it and then I could just like open my beer and be done with it. But now she's asking for my help.
Well, you're contributing by reading the question, which you should do now.
Hi, Dave and Jolie. I just love listening to you both on your podcast. Who knew cleaning could be fun? Meanwhile, my sofa. Apparently someone who sat on my sofa uses a lot of hair product, and there's now a shiny spot on the sofa back. God, how did I miss the Soul Glow reference there? Jesus.
I don't know. I'm disappointed in you.
How can I get it out? It's made of a sturdy fabric, not leather or suede or anything plush. Your answer could be a marriage saver, because my husband blames my book club. Regards, Tess in Harrisburg.
So that last part was also a part I thought you would like, because you like the sort of the battle of the sexes questions.
Not the battle of the sexes. I just like when it's a situation where clearly like a dude is screwed up stupidly. Or it's just like a dude who's like, my girlfriend's pants smell. Yeah. How do I fix her pants? Yeah. Shut up. Her pants are fine. Jackass.
Okay. I also think you're going to like this next thing.
Wait, what's the answer?
I'm going to tell you the answer.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to go into a whole thing about couches.
Oh, boy.
And I think you're going to like this first part.
Oh, boy.
Because it's weird.
Uh-huh.
And a little bit mathematical. I don't know. Anyway.
That's me.
Yeah, weird mathematical.
I'm a weird mathematical guy.
Dave Lozo story.
2 + 2 = 69.
No, I don't know. I feel like this appeals. I for some reason, maybe I'm being gender essentialist about this, but like, I feel like this thing is a thing that will appeal to dudes. So here's what it is. Mm-hmm. There is a secret code of couches. See? Yeah.
Secret code?
Yeah.
Like the Matrix, like if
a little bit, okay, a little bit. So here's what it is. On the care tag of your couch, basically every couch in the world is going to have a care tag. It usually is either located underneath the cushions, in between the cushions and the base, or it's on the full underside of the couch. There will be like a tag, like a mattress tag.
Yeah,
don't ever take that off.
I'll do what I want.
I know. Okay, so here is what the code is. So you're going to go find your tag. You're going to look on the tag and you're going to see letters. And the letters will either be W, S, SW, or mm-hmm. X.
Okay. Can I guess what the letters are?
Yeah.
W is water.
I'm going to let you guess all of them. I'm going to go right.
S is soap. SW is soap and water. And what was the last one? X. X is Febreze.
All right, we got one of them right. You got one of them right. So W is wet cleaning, wet or water cleaning.
I'll accept that. Yeah. That's good. So what's S?
S is solvent.
Steam.
No, it's not. It's solvent. It's solvent.
I wasn't able to solve.
That's
it.
Right. Very good. SW means you can either use a wet cleaning product, wet or water cleaning product, or a dry solvent. You can use either. And X means don't buy that couch.
That's not what it means.
It's not, but when you hear what it is, you're going to be like, yeah, no, I actually really mean don't buy that couch. X means professional or vacuum cleaning only. So basically, do not ever, ever, ever.
That's Febreze. I got that right.
It's not Febreze.
That's professional.
Febreze is what? No. Okay, so before you can take any kind of couch cleaning advice, you need to go check and find out what code you have. Hopefully, you have an SW. Because if you have an SW, you basically use anything on it. Mm-hmm. The next best one to have is a W. Most of your couches are probably going to be either SW or W. If you have an S couch, I'm going to talk to you about all the different products you can use for these. If you have an S couch, you're not SOL.
You're SWOL.
But it's not great. If you have an X, I mean, just honestly throw it out and get a new couch.
Yes, finally, you're using my advice.
Exactly. Okay, so that's the secret code of the couches. So I don't know what Tess has. I'm going to assume she either has a W or an SW just because they're the most common. But I'm gonna give the instructions for the S code and the W. And then if you have an SW, you can use either one of these. Okay, so for S code couches, you can either use dry cleaning solvents, which you find at the hardware store or the big box home improvement store like Lowe's or Home Depot, or you can find on Amazon. Those are all good places for them. Here's a weird thing about dry cleaning solvents. There are not that many brand names that I can give you. There used to be one, and it's been discontinued. Conveniently enough for me. And I like giving brand names because I find that it helps people. But in the case of the dry cleaning solvents, I actually don't have a whole lot. I have one that I can get, and I'm going to give you in a second. But generally speaking, when you find dry cleaning solvents at the hardware store, they're in a big like tin can, like a maple syrup tin can.
Yeah, like a big bucket.
Yeah. And they're unbranded and they just say dry cleaning solvent.
That's fun though.
It just seems like it just shouldn't be right, but that's the way it is. One brand that I can give you that you can use on S code couches and you can also use on S code car upholstery and so on and so forth is called Blue Coral Upholstery Cleaner. You can find that on Amazon.
Sounds pretty.
It does sound nice. Actually, that's a lot nicer than what it is.
That's like the place where they had the movie with Brooke Shields and the
Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, I feel like that's where they had the sex is by the Blue Corral Inn or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go with your S code. I'm not going to go through full instructions on how to use dry cleaning solvents because I suspect that's not what Tess has. Most of you probably won't have it. If you do and you need the full instructions, Google Jolie Care secret couch code and you'll pull up a couple of things. I know I wrote a piece this year for Esquire and I think I wrote a piece for Deadspin a couple years ago. So you'll pull that all up. Easy peasy. W code couches. So when we talk about how to clean W code couches, there are essentially sort of two things that are recommended. You can either use a liquid cleaner, upholstery cleaner, or you can use a machine that will like force cleaning fluid into the couch and then suck it back out.
Ooh.
And then, which is the fun thing. I mean, that's what you want to do.
Sounds
you
like
want
a
machine. Like, machines are fun.
Oh, I'm just hearing things like fluid and sucking, and it's just, it's a lot of... It's
that
lot
doesn't
of,
sound fun to
it's
you?
It's a lot of... Well, I mean, not, on, yeah,
really?
Not with a couch. not in high school anymore. Come on.
And the way to determine which method is right for you is that you want to take a couple things into account. So you want to take in what your budget is. You do not have a lot of money to spend on dealing with this problem. You want to take into account the couch itself. Did you spend a lot on this? Is this a thing that you're going to have for a long time?
Hmm.
Or is this an IKEA couch that you bought for your first apartment that you know you're only probably going to keep for, 3 to 5 years? So you want to do basically a cost benefit
analysis.
It's
like when your car breaks down. It's like when your car needs like a new engine or something.
Exactly.
You're just like, how? Yeah, only it's a couch.
Right. Exactly. So if you don't want to spend a whole lot of money, go with the upholstery cleaner. Two that you can find that are very good. Resolve is a great one. That's a carpet and upholstery cleaner. It comes in a spray form. It comes in a foam form. I kind of like the foam. I have no reason for that preference. It's not necessarily that one formula works better than the other. I feel better about the foam.
So like something happened in your childhood that made you feel good about foam.
Listen, I'm sure a lot of things happened in my childhood.
Want to talk about this?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
It's a podcast.
All.
We can go as long as we want.
No, no.
I'm here for you.
No, no.
Okay, it was like a foam party in college.
No,
maybe
gonna,
that was awesome.
I'm gonna keep everything as repressed as possible.
That's the way I go too.
Yeah.
Let it all burn up inside.
That's
until
right.
It explodes one day when you're
exactly.
Driving in your car. Or something.
Yeah.
That's healthy.
I think so. The other brand to mention is Bissell. The good old Bissell people make a lot of upholstery stain removing products, and they got good marks, and you can definitely check those out. One other thing to mention, if you're going to go that route, it is probably a good idea to also invest in a stiff bristled upholstery brush.
A lot of stiff and fluid. It's all pushing against the couch. Grab bag.
I have to say, in the irony of all irony, maybe this is Atlantic irony, I don't know. I have a really dirty mind.
And you're not picking up on any of this.
I do. I just, but it's
I mean,
the
come on. Kids are listening. We put a little E next to this podcast because it's explicit.
I hope kids are not listening to this. They'll be scarred for life. Okay, so listen. You can find an upholstery. Amazon is, I mean, Home Depot, hardware store, all those places, you'll probably find an upholstery brush. You can find them on Amazon. There's a brand called Mothers. It's just
Mothers.
Called...
Tell
and
your
I think
couches
it,
not to walk my way.
And I think it costs about $5.
Huh.
So, I mean, a can of upholstery cleaner is going to run you probably around the same, $5 to $7, something like that. So for, $10 to $15, you'll be able to clean the couch. You can use all that stuff more than once. So those are a great, great cheap option. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to apply the cleaner. You're going to take your brush and you're going to give it a good, like, to work the...
That's right. Work that stiff brush. That's right.
To work the cleaning product into the fabric.
Yeah.
And then, you'll go back over it with a cloth or a sponge and clean waters to remove the cleaning product.
That's just courteous. Yeah, of course.
Okay, so there's option number one. Option number two, which is going to be a much more effective way to go. So if you have a good couch, if you have, children and pets, and you know that you're going to sort of need to be regularly cleaning spills and grubby fingerprints and paw prints and all that stuff off your couch, it is worth it to invest in an upholstery cleaning machine like the Rug Doctor, like the Bissell Little Green Machine, any one of those. There are tons and tons of them. I think the Sweet Home, my pals at the Sweet Home who do all the wonderful product testing, I think that they recently did a guide on these kinds of machines. So I feel like Bissell was one of the models that they picked.
I was thinking about this too. I can't remember what it is.
Shut up, T. Don't sass me. Anyway, so go, if you want to buy one of those machines, go check out the Sweet Home's recommendations and see what they have to say and so on and so forth. Make sure you click through and order through their affiliate links because that's how they make money. And we want to support them because they're amazing and awesome. Although I get they're not indie anymore, so I'm a little bit less worried about. They were bought by the New York Times, so yeah.
Here we go with the hipster cleaning talk.
No, meaning that because I really believe in them and they're pals of mine and they do great work, I always want to make sure that I was advocating for them because affiliate links were how they were making their money before they were bought for a gazillion dollars by the New York Times, which was amazing. Okay, so let me tell you about the price points with these, though. Because they are a pricier option, right? So if I'm saying the first option is going to run you $10 to $15, the Little Green Machine costs about $90, $80 or $90. And the Rug Doctor costs about $130. So they're not inexpensive. One thing to mention, however, is that you can often find them for a song on eBay or Craigslist or garage sales or yard sales or those kinds of places. So if you don't have, you know, $100+ to lay out for one of these machines, you can still go look for one and find one at a lower price point. Last thing to mention about those machines, you should always test them out on an inconspicuous spot before you start to use them. I mean, that's sort of true of any cleaner. I know that people don't often actually follow that advice, but it's a very good thing to follow. So there's my spiel.
But that's if your couch is a good couch to spend that stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you have an IKEA, whoosie whatsie, I don't know. I might recommend the $10 to $15 option for that. I mean, it's something that you're not going to keep for a super long time, or I don't know. Yeah, sure. You just have to weigh. Look, you have to weigh. If you spent $200 on a couch, does it make sense to buy a machine that costs half the price of the couch? Just buy a new couch at that point, you know.
So if you have a good couch, treat it nice. But if a bad couch, give it the firm stiff brush.
Go with it. Yep. Yeah. All right. On that note, this is a good time to take a quick break. Dave and I will be right back with more of our grab bag. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Even grab bag is dirty.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. Dave and I have more of our potpourri of questions. I was mostly excited about the grab bag so that I could use the word potpourri.
I just like saying grab bag.
Yeah, that's the difference between you and I.
Hey, every so often, you got to do the grab bag.
That's right. All right. So we have two more questions. These are going to be shorter ones, weird.
Marianne's got a beef. This is the same Marianne as
no,
earlier?
No, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. It's Jim.
I see what you
Marianne, because I...
Right, cupping and pasting it all the time.
I have a whole system.
So it's Jim.
It obviously doesn't work that well.
Jim, what's up, buddy? You want to see some sports Jimbo after the show's over? Drink some beers, bro? Talk about some chicks and stuff, bro? Sorry, Jim. I didn't mean to just stereotype you like that. You're probably a nice guy with respect for women and don't really like sports. But here's what Jim asks. Jim says, I recently spilled a drink on my desk. Classic Jim. While the valuable stuff, laptop, phone, etc., was spared the deluge, thanks largely to the immediate and liberal deployment of my entire pile of leftover takeout napkins that I can never just bear to throw away. Oh, dude, me and Jim got a lot in common. My trusty mouse pad. Cheerful veteran of many years browsing. Well, that's creepy.
I love this. I love the way that this was written. It was he really like told a story.
Let's get to it, Jim. Bore the brunt of the flood. I lightly wrung it, dabbed at it with a paper towel, and hung it to dry. But I'm sure the evaporating sugar water will leave behind insidious beverage scunge that will make my future swiping and scrolling sticky and dispiriting. Well, bro, sticky can be good too. I'm just saying.
Now who's being dirty?
Oh, always me. That's never anybody else. Perhaps it's silly to ask since I could just buy a new mouse pad for a trivial fee, but is there any suitable method of cleaning it? Oh, wait, I'll read it again so we can edit it better. It's a bog standard mouse pad. We all know what that means. Fabric-y on top and rubbery on the bottom. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Might it be hand washed to favorable effect? Or is it time to retire it to a nice mouse pad farm upstate? Your sage advice would be, as ever, gratefully received, Jim. Well, Jim, mouse pad costs like $4.
But he says that. He says that. Of course, he can go buy a new one.
I would have thrown it away and gotten a new one about a week ago. But this is good, too, because now we have content. So.
No. Here's the thing. Yeah, of course, he can go buy a new one. I kind of feel this question in a deeply personal way. I haven't used a mouse pad in 100 years.
Yeah, neither have I.
because I work on a laptop. And even when I worked in an office with a desktop, we had whatever they call them, mice. What's the plural of a mouse?
I think it's mice. You have more than one, right?
I don't know. Like, can listeners, if you know, please email us. We want to know. We can Google it also. Anyway, we have whatever those ones that you don't have the mouse pad for, right? But the reason that I understand that
wireless. No, you still need a mouse pad for that kind of, don't you? No.
There's some, anyway.
Let's solve his problem.
Yeah. Anyway, this is neither here nor there with what they're called.
Go to officedepot.com and log on and click the purchase mouse pad and then.
No. But here, for many years, I had a beloved mouse pad. And I'll tell you why it's so beloved. I bought it at my first Britney Spears concert, and it was a Britney Spears mouse pad. And this thing, like, traveled with me through many, many phases of my life, and I loved it. I'm sure I still have it somewhere in like a hope chest or something.
But it's weird to have that kind of sentimental value when you buy something when you're 28.
Oh, no, my first Britney Spears concert was...
I was kidding.
I mean, I wasn't that much younger than 28.
Oh, I thought it was something you got when you were like 12 or something.
No.
Oh.
My first Britney Spears... I'm old.
Well, Britney Spears was around in like 95. That's like 20 years ago.
No. Wasn't she? 98. 98, 99.
Still like 18 years ago.
Yeah, I'm old.
Not that old.
I got it in my first job out of college at Sports Illustrated.
That's still young.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. There's my Britney Spears. So I understand why you would be like a little bit devoted to it. And there's actually an easy way to clean them. And I partly picked this question, not because most people will like care about mouse pads, but because the way that you clean the mouse pad is also the same way that you would clean a neoprene laptop or tablet sleeve. And those are things that do need to be cleaned. I will also say that I discovered the way to clean it totally on my own by doing it, because I have one of those neoprene laptop sleeves. You've seen it. It's navy. And the reason I need to clean it often, well, because I'm me and I'm crazy. It's a navy and white like basket weave pattern with an orange medallion in the center that says JK. Listen, my whole life is monogrammed.
No,
right? I love a monogram.
It's good, JK.
The best thing about my monogram is that my legal monogram is AEM. So I have a whole set of AEM monograms and another whole set of JK monograms, and it's fun for the whole family. I love it. I love throwing people off all my multiple monograms.
It's a good way to hide from authorities if you vote seven times for somebody.
Stop with the voter fraud. So because it's white and light colored, it got grungy and there were stains on it. And I was like, my God, I can't take this to meeting. People
sure.
can't see this. I'm me. I have a reputation.
You're a clean person.
So here's how you clean it. Or here, at least this is what worked for me for cleaning my laptop sleeve. I sprayed the thing really liberally with a laundry pre-treatment spray. The one that I used was Shout because it was what I had in the house. But spray and wash would be fine. OxyClean would be fine. Like any one of the spray laundry treatments. I just basically like saturated the whole thing. I don't know, Jim, I don't know if your mouse pad is dark. If it's dark, you probably don't need to. You can skip this step. I wanted to make sure that all of, like, the grime that was making the white and orange parts look grungy came off. So that's what I did. I sprayed it, and then I went into my kitchen sink, and I plugged the drain up, filled it with, like, medium warm water, more than lukewarm, but not fully hot. And I put a splurt of dish soap in there. I didn't say blurt this time.
Splurt.
I said splurt.
Splurt.
Yep. I've just soap in there and kind of made it sudsy. You know, I mean, when I say fill up the sink, like a quarter way up, fill up the sink. You don't need a whole lot. And then you just need to take the thing. It's going to float. You just need to submerge it with your hands and kind of like beat it around in there. So it gets,
right.
You're going to love this one. Ready? So it gets impregnated with the water and the detergent.
I don't get it. Why is that funny?
Oh.
Creating life is funny to you? No. God, what? Grow up a little bit, please. Trying to do a podcast here.
Okay, so and then just let it sit in there for like 5, 10, 15 minutes, just soaking, drain the water, rinse it really well with sort of, you know, cool lukewarm water, and squeeze it out. Try not to like wring it too hard, because if it's got any design on it or anything, you can crack the design.
Mm-hmm.
So just like squeeze it. You guys can't see me because this is a podcast, but I'm making gestures. It's like no wringing, and then I'm doing a squeezing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so do that, and then just like lay it on a towel, and it will air dry in an hour or so. Anyway, that's what I did with my neoprene laptop sleeve. It came out, it looked brand new. I was so happy. So that's what you do, sleeves.
You should have just seen how happy she was.
I really was.
She's flashing really back. Was. She was inside the
my
moment.
My eyes lit up.
She was actually there again. She transported herself back.
So really easy. You know, it's just one of those things. Like, there's no magic to it, but certainly it's like a weird item that it's not intuitive how you would clean that.
Yeah, like if I spilled anything on a mouse pad, it would be gone.
Yeah.
Outside of water.
All right. Listen, Dave, sometimes it hurts me when you throw things away. All right, we have one more question.
Another dude. What a show.
It's a sausage fest.
Totally.
Is that what they call them? Sausage fest?
There's probably something more politically correct today. And so I feel like sausage fest might be like a thing if you say it and it just becomes offensive somehow. But yeah, sausage fest.
Okay. I'm not super worried about offending men right now. Men are winning.
Yeah. Fucking men.
Ladies or not.
All right, so Ian here. Ian, Jim, and me, and Ian's boyfriend, we're going to start a basketball team. We're all going to hang out together and be buddies and talk about cleaning. But
Can I be the point guard since you need a fifth?
Sorry, this is a men's only club. Sorry.
But I'm little. I would be the perfect point guard.
How is that perfect for basketball? You'd be getting rejected.
I'm the point guard. All right, fine.
All right, so now we just
need some bench players. Fine. If you want to play with four guys, you want to play down a man. Fine,
whatever.
All right.
Just a little jealous now. The men are starting to write in now, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, see how it is. All right, so his question is, long-time listener, reader, first-time caller. Oh, it's like, I feel like we're doing Mike and the Mad Dog. This is great.
I get long-time, first-time a lot.
I'm sitting here sipping a Coke Zero. I could be Francesa at this point today.
Oh.
Love the podcast is back, by the way. Made my day when it popped back up in my feed. No, I won't do the Francesa thing. It's a long question.
It is it's long to keep that up, but at some point you should do it. Katie Bates will be so excited.
Dog, I have a cleaner and equipment question. My boyfriend and I moved into a new apartment in May, and it has a wonderful high ceiling in the living room, okay? They follow the roof line, starting at about 8 to 10 feet in the back and quickly rising up towards a level section about 20 feet or so up. It's a two-story apartment. Yeah, I'll stop.
Okay.
They're popcorn ceilings.
It's like, I don't want you to keep that.
They're popcorn ceilings, so the spider webs and dirt have slowly been making their way in. What should we use to dust clean these ceilings? I don't want to knock all the popcorn down, but getting on enormous stilts and gently using a rag doesn't seem like a good plan either. We don't have regular access to a ladder tall enough to reach up there. Is there a long-handled duster / broom out there that we could use? Or do I just need to start working on my jumping skills? Yes, we're going to play basketball together. Or do I just need to start working on my jumping skills and take it one leap up at a time? Thank you so much for your time and attention. Warmly, Ian Brown.
Wait, before I answer this question, I can't believe I totally forgot that this was in here. You guys, I'm terrified of people on stilts.
Really?
Yes, terrified.
Are you terrified for them or terrified of them?
Of them.
I'm terrified for them.
Of them. Like, I will run in the other direction if I see someone on stilts coming towards me. Yeah,
they're on stilts. So you just kick a stilt out. They're
so
done.
So freaked out by people on stilts. So here's the list. Pigeons, number one. And then a three-way tie for number two, which is people on stilts, mimes, and human statuary.
Yeah, I can see that. Mimes are like clowns, so yeah, screw them. The human statues are weird.
Oh, God. I saw one the other day in the Union Square subway station, and I almost started crying. I was so scared. He was awful. It was awful, awful, awful.
I once rode on a subway with one who was like off duty. Like, he just got done.
Oh, no.
He was like checking his phone. He was all silvery and stuff, and he was just kind of like catching up on his texts and emails because he had stood still for 8 hours.
It was
weird.
I wonder if I would be as freaked out if they were like in non-statue mode. I bet I wouldn't be.
I felt like ripped off. I was like, buddy, you gotta stay in character until you get inside your apartment. Come on, man.
That's really funny. That's such a thing that would happen to you, too.
Right. I think I have a vine.
The off-duty statue.
If you go into my vine, I think I took a vine of it, and, like, it's way back in there. I don't even know what I called it, but, like, I was just, it was just weird out of context. You know? Like,
if you find it, send it to me. I'll put it up on our Patreon page for our bonus subscribers. They can see it.
It's like a creeper subway video, which I stopped. I don't take photos of anybody anymore. Like, I used to do that. Like, oh, look at this weird. Now I don't do that anymore. But, like, it's from, like, a few years ago where he was just a silvery dude on a subway.
All right. We'll see if you can find it and we'll put it up. Okay. So, listen. This is actually a super easy answer. Yeah, there are long-handled dusters / brooms that you can use. So what you want to look for is called a telescoping duster. And I, as is my wont, I have brand names and prices for you. There is one, man, Bissell should be sponsoring this episode. There's one that Bissell makes. This is actually, I think, the one that's going to be best for Ian's specific needs, because 20-foot ceilings are very high.
Yeah.
Usually when you talk about high ceilings, we're talking about somewhere between 10 and 14 feet, but 20 feet is really, really high. So Bissell makes one. It's called the High Reach Duster. It retails for $19.99, and it telescopes up to 14 feet. So if Ian got up on a ladder with his telescoping duster, he'd be A-okay. He could get up to the tippy top.
Even if he doesn't even have one. I figure he's 6 feet tall. He's probably going to get there on his own. Save the.
Oh, height privilege. I forgot.
Well, I mean, if he's 5'10", he's still probably there, too.
I just hadn't thought of it because I'm a, you know.
Height privilege.
quite petite. You know, my mom is under 5 feet tall.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. She's dwindled to under 5 feet.
She's dwindled.
She was 5 feet when I came on the scene.
Being tall is overrated. Back problems. Everybody wants you to reach stuff in the supermarket.
I have bad back problems.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have bad back problems.
Yeah.
Anyway. So there's the one I would recommend, the Bissell, but there are other ones, so I'm going to mention them. Because not everyone will need a 14-footer.
Right.
You know.
what?
Nothing. I made a dirty joke.
You're thinking
mind.
About penis length when you were saying that?
Yes.
God, 14 feet.
Sure was.
Boy. Suddenly feeling even more inadequate than usual.
All right. Casabella also makes one. It's called the Extendable Duster with Pivot Head.
Okay, now I'm starting to think, yeah, that's
That retails for $22.99, and it telescopes to 77 inches, which is a little under 6.5 feet. I didn't just do that in my head. I Googled it.
6 times 12 is 72, plus 6 is 78, therefore that's correct.
Thank you. Thank you for showing your math, too. Thank you for showing the work. See, I was right when I said you were mathematical.
Right, and I was thinking about how the pivot head should cost more, because if you get pivot head, I mean, that's going to have that's worth a few more bucks.
And then there's another brand called Industrial Tools. this was one I found on Amazon. The name of that product is Telescoping Microfiber Duster Pole. Yeah, literally all of these are just dictionaries.
Boy, this is just,
just like one big
I'm exploding picture. Over here.
Oh.
Well, not exploding.
All right, and that one retails for $11.38 on Amazon. Amazon, hence the weird cost. I think their retail cost was like $14.99. And that extends to 7 feet. So there you go. There are your options. These are the dusting duster heads are removable. So they're on this like this big pole. And then they've got a duster head, and you take it off, and it's launderable. There are a few little specifics you need to know about washing them. You can just machine wash and dry them. That's totally fine. Do not, however, use bleach, and do not use fabric softener. So no liquid fabric softener in the wash, no dryer sheets in the dryer. The reason that you don't want to use the fabric softener in any form is that it will leave a coating behind on the duster that will leave it less able to pick up dust. It will make it not so good at its job. So you know, this isn't something you need to wear, so skip. And it, you know, so you can live without the fabric softener on this. In terms of bleach, it's obviously like tempting to use bleach to clean it, but you shouldn't do that. It's not good for the material. And if it comes out and it's clean but still a little bit grungy looking, that's fine. It can look grungy. It's a duster. So there you go. That's all you need to know. But there you go. Ian, you're all set. The apartment sounds lovely. Mazel on moving in with your boyfriend.
Work on the jumping too, because we're gonna join a league. I don't know how tall you. I'm 6'3", so I probably gotta play center, which is unfair at my height, but that's okay. I'm a team guy.
All right. Good. All right. On that note, that's gonna do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast. Because we've got a bonus episode to record. We're gonna do hate mail in the next bonus episode.
Makes sense, because it's a dude. It keeps the theme going.
Exactly.
The dude theme.
So if that sounds appealing and you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about our weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.